Imports of aromatic rice reach new record levels while U.S. rice acreage and exports remain stagnant. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. I talked with CoBank economist Tanner Emke.
There's been a lot of head scratching about what's going on there, about why our imports keep going up to feed this rising domestic demand here in the U.S., and why the United States hasn't necessarily caught on to feeding our own population or capturing this market growth. And there's a couple of things there we have to unpack. One of the main drivers, first of all, we think, for the rising consumption of rice in the U.S. that sets the U.S. apart from all the other countries in the Western Hemisphere is that we see a rapidly rising Asian American population. Asian Americans are the fastest growing population subset in the U.S. And so they have that cultural affinity for rice that recent immigrants and their descendants have with that they bring with them. And so that is one reason why we're seeing rising domestic usage. But also, we have perhaps another trend going on of the rest of the population also reaching for jasmine and basmati rice because it offers a more varied culinary experience that perhaps bread and pasta and potatoes don't offer.
Further complicating matters for U.S. rice exporters is that some foreign buyers perceive U.S. hybrid rice as lacking quality and consistency. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.